Adam Pengilly, good morning.
Morning, Mido. Morning, Loz. I've just been watching a bit of this par three contest from the Masters. It's a bit of a hit and giggle, isn't it, really? It's good sort of fun the day before the Masters. But I don't know if you guys are aware, but they set up that course so they can try and get hole in once. So they play really short holes. They put the pin positions on the bottom of slopes so guys can hit the ball top of slopes and so let it roll down and try a bit of fun to entertain the crowd.
Did you hear the news? G. Norman is there.
I just saw that, Loz. I just saw that literally in the last sort of 2 or 3 minutes. So relations must be soaring, if I can put it in those terms, for Greg to be walking the fairways at Augusta. I think I just read a quote from him, actually, just saying, what do you say? I said, I've been walking around here and hundreds of people have been telling me what a great job I'm doing. It's fantastic.
That's one person.
Oh. I'll come back. I want to get your Masters tips for us. But gee, a couple of big stories in rugby league breaking yesterday. Oh. Let's start with the situation at Souths. And how likely is this to actually unfold? That Mal Meninga, as of, not next week, they got the bye, but the following week, is the interim coach at South Sydney and that Jason Demetriou's gone.
The wheels are in motion, Mido. There's definitely been approaches being made to Mal Meninga about taking on the role in a caretaker capacity until the end of the season. So whether Big Mal wants to do that or not, it's probably something for him to decide. If they do go down this path and remove Jason Demetriou, how do you reckon Jason Demetriou feels about this, boys, this week? Like, just given there's been a lot of speculation about his job for a while now, obviously, and now there's reports coming out, which I think are correct, that Souths have made an approach to a third party to Mal Meninga.
Wouldn't you like to know, though, Adam, wouldn't you like, if you're Jason, to know that, well, if I'm coaching this week, it's going to mean something. If I'm not, just tell me now and put me out of my misery.
You're exactly right, Loz. Just if he's not going to be coaching, just tell him. Just tell him and he can move on. He'll obviously be unhappy about it, but this is obviously going to filter into the minds of the players. The players are going to be going out there on Saturday night thinking, well, maybe the club's already prepared for us to have another coach next week. I don't know. Like, I know no coach removal or coach sacking, whatever you want to call it, can be clean. But this one just feels particularly messy, doesn't it?
If I'm Jason, you just want to know.
Yeah.
With all the speculation, all the talk. And if it is I win, I stay on, well, I'll be here. But if it's win and I'm still going to get punted regardless, well, just let me go now. You know, I don't know. But Souths are denying, aren't they, that he's already gone. They're going to wait till after the game and see how they play.
What happens if they come out and win, Loz, by 20 or 30? Like, I know the form they're showing at the moment suggests that's not going to happen, but they are still a capable football team with good players.
Oh, they're a chance. I mean, the Sharks are playing good football, but you wouldn't say they're unbeatable. I mean, the Raiders had them down 18-0 at home.
Yes.
And the Raiders are playing well, but they were in control of that game. And if they had lost that, everyone would be saying, oh, the Sharks aren't that great this year.
Yep. So I don't know. It's almost like...
Do you reckon Mal will do it?
Yeah. Well, do you think he'll do it, Loz? Do you think Mal wants to do it for the rest of the year?
Well, I don't know because I know that he doesn't like Sydney. Mm. That's one. And I don't know whether he'd have the energy to put all his focus and time with a young family into the job.
You got your doubts.
Well, it depends if he wants another challenge or not. And at the end of the day, what's in it for Mal?
Yeah.
What's Mal gain out of it?
That's a good question because he's already well paid to be the coach of the Kangaroos, obviously.
Mate, you're on Fox, you're sitting there, you're commentating on the game, you've got no pressure, you can go home, you can spend time with the family. That all changed. I know it's only a short period of time, but I know Mal very well, and I know he hates coming to Sydney. You can't wait to get out of here when he comes down.
One thing I will say, Loz, is I don't think there's any doubt that Souths have made Wayne Bennett their number one priority for next year. If there was any doubt about that, I think that's been removed yesterday from some phone calls that I made. I suggest that they'll want Wayne to be coaching them again in 2025. So whether that happens or not, I'm not too sure. I think they've maybe seen Mal Meninga as part of a transition to Wayne Bennett, him to take over for the rest of the year and try and get this team back on track a little bit this year and then for Wayne to step in next year.
Yeah, I think he do a great job, Mal. He'd certainly get them all on board and he'd have that respect. But I'm just wondering what's in it for him. You know, what's he going to get out of it?
Yeah.
Josh Schuster, this situation, how does this all play out after being told by the club he's free to look elsewhere?
Well, who's going to take him on, Vito? Like, it's fine for Manly to say that and say, Josh, things haven't worked out. You're okay to talk to other clubs and leave immediately if you want to. But can you tell me one club who's going to want to take on, not all of his salary, obviously. They will never accept that $800,000 a year, but a large part of his salary in his current form at the moment. There'll just be no takers whatsoever.
Tell you what, if I'm Josh, there's one club I'm going to. Melbourne. You reckon that wouldn't fix his career? Going and playing under Craig Bellamy?
Well, you reckon Craig would take him on?
Exactly. That's more the point was, isn't it?
For 300 grand?
Oh, still, I don't think he would. Well, obviously, you could negotiate, but I don't know whether he would have that appetite for work and Craig would have the patience to say, yep, come down and we'll give you a spot. And then it goes pear-shaped and they're sitting there scratching their head. I know, you know, player welfare is so important these days. And we were talking about it before, how there's performance clauses in contracts and there's a weight clause in this one.
Yeah, I believe that to be the case, Loz, which is quite unusual, isn't it, really? And from all reports, he was meeting all those targets leading up to Christmas last year and doing really well. And then things just started going a little bit astray around Christmas. Obviously, he had the bout of the chicken pox and then broke his finger and another calf strain. And he's had setback after setback after setback, and it just hasn't worked out for him so far this year. So, yeah, I hope for Josh's sake, probably first and foremost, Loz, that he can get in the right headspace and try and resurrect his career, because he's been dealing with a lot the last probably 12 to 18 months. I wrote extensively in the Herald probably early this year about him giving evidence in the coronial inquest into the death of his best mate, Keith Titmus.
Yeah, I think we forget about that.
I've got absolutely no doubt that had a massive effect on him, Loz. Yeah. Just sitting in court that day and listening to give evidence and watching the police interviews, the tapes of the police interviews that happened straight after that. I've got no doubt that's had a huge effect on him and his career so far. So it's going to be a long process for him. I just hope that he can get back on track, get into a good culture or a good system where things can work for him. You know who might be I don't have any inside information on this. It's just complete left field smoky for me. But I reckon a good system for him might be Penrith. I reckon they're short on a couple of back rowers at the moment. He's a Western Sydney boy. Ivan's got that really good knack of dealing with a lot of those Polynesian guys, and he knows how to get through to them, and he completely respects their cultures and everything like that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but me just surmising it might be a nice place for him to land, potentially in the future.
Probably not a bad fit. Mm. Who wins this game tonight? Knights and Roosters?
I think the Knights, Mido, but I'm not confident. Roosters obviously got a stack of outs. I thought the Knights were really good against the Dragons last week in the wet, but having said that, it was atrocious conditions, and they just played the better wet weather football. It's a really interesting time for the Roosters, isn't it, boys? Given they've had a pretty sluggish start to the year, got a few really key players out this week. What are they, 2-3 at the moment? If they go to 2-4, then all of a sudden we're getting closer to that really big Anzac Day game, thinking, oh, whereabouts are the Roosters at this crucial juncture in the season? So I'm tipping the Knights in a close one.
Masters, how are you playing it, betting-wise?
I like Xander Schauffele, Mido, as my top pick to win the Masters this week. I can't believe he hasn't won a tournament so far this year. He's had 6 top 10s. He's been in fantastic form. And we're talking about so many guys who are struggling to find their best game heading into Augusta this week. He has got his best game. And I just feel like he's too good a player to go throughout his career without winning a major. He hasn't won one yet, but he's been so consistent for a number of years. I reckon it just might be his time to play really well. There's one market I found last night, Mido. It's a bit of a strange market, but it's an Aussie handicap market. And I actually quite like Cam Davis at the +5 in that market. Cameron Smith starts off scratch. I think Minwoo Lee and Jason Day have got a one-shot handicap. Adam's got 2. Cameron Davis has been a little bit up and down so far this year, but he's match hardened. He's had lots of events to prepare for this on the PGA Tour. He got the nerves out of his system playing at Augusta for the first time a couple of years ago, around $5.50 in that handicap market.
Like
it's a really nice bet. And there's a round one three-ball market just quickly as well, Mido. So he's Figala, is paired with Jordan Spieth and Ludvig Åberg. Figala had his first goal at Augusta last year, played fantastic, finished top 10. I think he was the outsider of that trio in the round one market, around $3.10. I want to back him in that market. So Xander Schauffele to win overall. Cam Davis, the top Aussie in that handicap market, and Sahith Theegala in the three ball in the opening round.
I love it, mate. They're great little bets, I reckon. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
See you, boys. Chat tomorrow.